Unit 3. We're trying to save the manatees. Section A.
Language goal. Debate an issue.
1A. Here are some words that describe animals. Write these words in the boxes below. Then write other words you know. Gentle, furry, enormous, playful, noisy, shy, aggressive, gray, fast, spotted.
1B. Listen and circle the words in 1A that Victor and Ginny use to describe the animals.
Hey, Ginny, what's that big furry animal in the pond?
It's a polar bear, Victor. They're kind of aggressive.
Are they? Looks like they really love water.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call those big gray things in the water?
They're called manatees.
What?
Manatees. They're very gentle and very shy.
Oh. And how about the yellow and black spotted animals in that cage?
They're cheetahs. The cheetah is the fastest animal on Earth.
1C. Group work. Think of an animal that is the same as you in some ways. Write a statement about you and the animal. Read your statement without saying the name of the animal. Your classmates guess what kind of animal you're like.
I am like this animal because I am strong and intelligent. I like water, and I like to eat vegetables.
You're like an elephant.
No.
You're like a manatee.
Yes.
2A. Listen and match the words with definitions.
Can you tell us about the manatees, please?
Sure. We're trying to save them.
Why? Are they endangered?
Yes. There used to be a lot of manatees, but now there aren't very many of them.
Do you know how many there are?
At this point, there are only about 2,500 in the U.S. In 1972, it was discovered that they were endangered. Since then, the government has passed laws to protect them.
Where do they live?
Their favorite habitat is the water under the trees and mangrove swamps.
And why are they endangered?
Some of the swamps have become polluted. Also, there sometimes isn't enough food for all of them. As you can see, they're large. The average manatee is about 10 feet long and weighs about 1,000 pounds. They need about 100 pounds of aquatic feed a day.
Aquatic feed?
Oh, that's underwater plants and vegetation. That's what they eat.
2B. Listen again. Complete the chart.
Can you tell us about the manatees, please?
Sure. We're trying to save them.
Why? Are they endangered?
Yes. There used to be a lot of manatees, but now there aren't very many of them.
Do you know how many there are?
At this point, there are only about 2,500 in the U.S. In 1972, it was discovered that they were endangered. Since then, the government has passed laws to protect them.
Where do they live?
Their favorite habitat is the water under the trees and mangrove swamps.
And why are they endangered?
Some of the swamps have become polluted. Also, there sometimes isn't enough food for all of them. As you can see, they're large. The average manatee is about 10 feet long and weighs about 1,000 pounds. They need about 100 pounds of aquatic feed a day.
Aquatic feed?
Oh, that's underwater plants and vegetation. That's what they eat.
2C. Pair work. Use the facts in the chart above to role-play a conversation between a student and a zoo attendant.
How big are manatees?
They're about 10 feet long, and they weigh about 1,000 pounds. Grammar focus.
We're trying to save the manatees. Present progressive. Manatees eat about 100 pounds of food a day.
Present simple. There used to be a lot of manatees.
used to, plus infinitive. In 1972, it was discovered that they were endangered. Passive voice. Some of the swamps have become polluted. Present perfect.
3A. Read the letter to the editor and underline the reasons why the writer is against the zoos. Dear editor, I am writing to say that I am against building a new zoo in our town. Zoos are terrible places for animals to live. I've visited a lot of zoos in my life, and I have never seen one I liked or one that was suitable for animals to live in. Just last week, I visited a zoo and couldn't believe what I saw. The animals are kept in tiny cages and can hardly move at all. And they are only given food once a day. Is this the good way for animals to live? I don't think so. Sincerely, disgusted. 3B. Now read this letter to the editor. Do you agree with disgusted or animal friend? Write a letter to the editor and give your opinion.
Dear editor, I visited our zoo yesterday and was very surprised to find hardly anyone there. Zoos are very important places. They are like living textbooks for young people. They provide homes for many endangered animals and help to educate the public about caring for them. If we don't support our zoos, they won't have enough money to take care of so many fine animals. I urge all of your readers to visit our wonderful zoo soon. Sincerely, Animal Friend.
4. Debate. Make 2 debate teams. Team A, you think zoos are not good for animals. Team B, you disagree. Take turns giving your opinions. Use the expressions below.
Useful expressions. I think that. I believe that. I feel that. I agree with you. I disagree with you. I agree that.
I think that animals should not live in zoos.
I disagree with you. I feel that zoos provide clean and safe places for endangered animals to live.